Some non-essential businesses in Connecticut will reopen in about a week after being closed down for 2 months. They were ordered by the governor to close in March to encourage social distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic. But the announcement that businesses like hair salons and barbershops will be in the first wave to reopen continues to cause concern for workers who worry about the spread of coronavirus in their workplace. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Georgia Ann DaCosta has two kids. With in-person classes canceled, mom's helping them learn from home. But if she has to go back to the salon she works at in Shelton, she'll need to leave the kids with her in-laws.
They are both over the age of 65, and they are both health compromised. I cannot leave work, go pick up my children from my in-laws. This is putting so many people at risk.
She says she won't go back to work. DaCosta wants to know why she can cut hair if her father-in-law can't schedule a surgery follow-up visit to the eye doctor, or she can't give her mother-in-law a hug on Mother's Day.
When I left my in-laws yesterday, I cried because I couldn't give my mother-in-law a hug, and it's awful, but I can go to work? This is crazy. The people that are making these decisions, Governor Lamont should be choosing humanity over vanity. We do not belong in phase one.
For Governor Ned Lamont, May 20th is the right time. He said as much on a recent edition of Where We Live on Connecticut Public Radio.
Rhode Island is opening next week when it comes to barbershops and hair salons. I think we had to make a judgment.
He went on to list several things the state's asked salons and barbershops to do upon reopening so that the virus wouldn't spread, like by appointment-only service and reducing building capacity by 50%. Owners are encouraged to participate only if they're willing. While DaCosta acknowledges the voluntary nature of the reopen, the industry's inclusion in phase one puts a lot of pressure on shop owners.
You never know if someone is going to say, well, I'm going to go down the road and get my hair done. So if we don't open the shop, we may lose business. And for the shops that do open, they are continuing to put people greatly at risk.
Upon the big reopen, Lamont wants both workers and customers to wear masks.
I think those were sort of reasons we thought these were baby steps he wanted to take, including the salons.
But hairstylists work in a business where physical distancing isn't possible. Sierra Del Gigante is a stylist in Danbury.
Even if we have masks, gloves, and the face shields, that's not preventing anyone from getting sick. God forbid we have a client that coughs, or God forbid there's someone in the salon that's asymptomatic. You never know, regardless of the protective equipment or not, we're still literally on top of the clients for, you know, it could be up to 2 hours, depending what we're doing.
Del Gigante also has to worry about the stepmom she lives with. She says her stepmother has a heart condition that puts her at a high risk. By going back in the first phase, Del Gigante says stylists feel like guinea pigs in a test trial.
It's just risking our health and everyone's health around us.
DaCosta, the Shelton hairstylist, is hopeful state officials will change their mind on including salons and barbershops in the first phase, like it reportedly did with nail salons. In fact, it looks as if the state is relaxing the rules further on salons. Last week's announcement detailed that blow dryers were banned upon the May 20th reopen date for fear they'd spread the airborne disease. But on Monday, the state gave stylists and barbers the green light to use them. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.